Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former congressman and the leader of the Libertarian Worldwide Movement, Ron Paul, is going to be joining us, Dr. Paul. AJ in Ohio was talking about this hack, ISIS hack of Pentagon Twitter accounts traced back to Maryland. NSA implicated in the latest cybersecurity scare. They've got the motive. They've got the know-how. It was all a big hoax that North Korea hacked Sony. And you were saying, you were talking to one of your friends that spent three tours over in the Middle East, and he was saying that basically it's dirt floor, Stone Age, no internet, correct?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you have to have, you know, advanced satellite equipment to you know, even be able to get internet access out there, for one. And for two, I mean, just the education that it takes to be able to learn how to hack and things like that. Yes, there's been incidences where there are 17-year-old kids, but these are kids that are prodigies. You have the average, you know, caveman, you know, thug mentality that goes and joins ISIS. You can't just go down to your local bookstore and buy Hacking for Dummies and then hack, you know, an intricate system like Facebook or Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Well, sure. I mean, you've got people out there. Some of the hackers are just really smart and able to guess passwords. But when it comes to the code hacking, this is idiot savant type stuff. And it's not coming out of North Korea. It's not coming out of the you know, the deserts of Iraq or Syria or the mountains of Syria. We now know. It's come out in the news that it bounces back to Maryland. I mean, they don't even try to hide where this is coming from.
I mean, these people are smoking their own dope. They have to be to think that we would actually believe this. All it is a push for cybersecurity and CISPA.
Of course it
is. That's what it comes down to.
But now, you see, you're informed, though. Remember, the average person out there is really scared that Al-Qaeda is hiding under the bed at night. I mean, it's like a child believing that there's monsters in the closet.
Exactly. And you know, that's the kind of the sad part, because it really doesn't take much brain power to think outside of the box and go, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this picture. But the average American just doesn't see it, and I don't understand.
Or they go to the extreme and say it's all fake, there was no shooters in France, just default and believe nothing that's being said, when all the evidence shows these are terrorists protected, funded, and aided by the West, who are useful idiots. We have that proven. False flag by proxy. In fact, that's the term I'm coining. False flag by proxy is what this is. It's a variant of false flag. It's a let it happen, open the door, finance it scenario. We have them. They did this. They're going to let a bunch of these people attack us. And folks, it's going to be real when they shoot down jet airliners and stuff. And I am here saying, do not take our freedoms. You let this happen to do this. I've got a bunch of top economists and others have come out, and they're all saying the same thing, that this is going to be exploited to take freedoms. Economists, world leaders will exploit Charlie Hebdo to eliminate encryption. They will use this to strip us of all rights, close quote. We ought to get William Benny back on to pop in about this as well, former head of the NSA. I mean, look at this. It just goes on and on. Anything else, caller?
Yeah, actually, the funny thing is you keep hearing, you know, it's plastered all over the news about these 12 people that died in this Charlie Hebdo attack, but then you have Boko Haram going into Africa and killing 2,000 people, and you don't even see anything about that on the nightly news. So there's a narrative control here.
The West is funding out of Libya. They turned Libya 4 years ago over to Al-Qaeda. They're using that now as a pipeline because Libya had built roads and infrastructure into sub-Saharan Africa to fund Boko Haram and others to run around killing tens of thousands and putting women into slavery. And you're not going to hear jack squat out of feminists. Feminists want your five-year-old boy to be taught how to dress like a girl and teach you that you're not their parents and enslave you and dominate you and break your will. They could care less if thousands of women are being gang-raped and murdered right now by groups funded by Western intelligence. They just want to dominate you because you're a high earner and make you learn to step and fetch it when they snap their fingers out of fake guilt. We'll be right back with former Congressman Ron Paul. He'll be with us just for 20 minutes, then I'll go to Shane and others that are holding. Stay with us.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The syndicated columns that I see in newspapers all over the country. They're doing syndicated radio vignettes that are on many of these same stations. He's doing satellite television, getting picked up around the world. He's doing radio interviews almost every day. He is, I think, almost more effective now than when he was in Congress from 1996 until just a year or so ago. His son is one of the major front runners for president. We're going to talk about that and more. Joining us is former Congressman and the leader of the Libertarian Liberty Movement worldwide, Dr. Ron Paul. And DrudgeReport.com picked it up. We picked it up. It got a lot of attention. Ron Paul's predictions, really, for 2015 and beyond, what he sees coming in the new year. Now, he wrote that a few weeks ago. Now we're into the new year. Now a lot of economists are saying they believe that the real economic implosion is getting closer. So he's going to spend 20 minutes with us, giving us his breakdown of what he sees coming. And remember, as he said many times, if we put out the ideas of liberty as the solution to the crisis, we could use the crisis at the end of this cycle to try to promote freedom and fix things. The socialists and the insiders are going to try to use it to bring in more tyranny. So we're reaching that critical point. Dr. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be with you again.
You've got the floor. Tell us what you see coming.
Well, you know, even though I wrote something, I think it was about 18 pages long, but it was longer. When I was doing it, I was thinking about my special orders that I used to do on the House floor when you could get a special hour. So it goes over, you know, the analysis of what's going on and why we have trouble and what I think we should do. But actually, the motivation for me to start to write it was just to write something much shorter and talk about the crisis in the inner city, you know, the militarization of our police, the abuse of our civil liberties. At the same time, the demands of the inner cities, because I sympathize with those who are on the receiving end of the militarization of the police. At the same time, you know, those individuals in the inner city are, you know, they have been used to an entitlement mentality, and it just serves their interest to demand more and more, and then we end up in a conflict. Each side has different demands. I think each side are wrong to a degree, but I certainly think that the big issue of the inner cities, and I mentioned in my paper that this has been going on for a long time. I think it was even in the 60s, the riots we had in the 60s had a lot to do with the inner cities and the poverty in the inner cities. Everybody agrees there's poverty there, but some people think, well, we need more government transfer programs, which I don't agree with, but we need to understand first that we protect civil liberties for everybody equally. At the same time, we have to understand poverty. Then you have to get into economic policy. You have to get into the Federal Reserve, the destruction of the currency, the destruction of the middle class, and why the welfare state ends up getting the very wealthy people in charge of the distribution of wealth. So I've always maintained that welfareism, the principle, is so bad, but it's accepted by the far left and the people who want something for free, but they don't get anything because the people who are really in charge, the bankers in the military-industrial complex, they get in charge and they use that principle to their benefit. And I think that's the mess that we're in today, because the cities are getting poorer, the middle class is being eliminated, and there's these constant demands, and I think it's because we've lost our way in the understanding of what personal liberty is all about and property rights and sound money and all the things I've talked about for so long. So I saw the big debate between the militarization of the police and the people who are on the receiving end and the poverty in the inner city as a consequence of a lot of ignorance as far as what is good economic policy and what true liberty is all about. I mean, true liberty doesn't mean that you get what you want and you demand it and that you're entitled to it. That has nothing to do with liberty. That represents a violation of liberty. So that is the general theme of what I was writing about, but even though most of it was warning people and telling people what a mess I think we're in, I really conclude with a bit of optimism, as I always do, that, you know, the internet is providing us a vehicle for getting our message out, and I think that the message is alive and well. I think the young people are listening. I think what you do on radio and all your efforts, I think, is very beneficial, and a lot of people realize the mess we're in, that the economy is in shambles and the foreign policy is ridiculous. So they're looking for answers, and I believe the freedom movement provides those answers.
Well, and certainly we've predicted what's coming. You've written books on the subjects. We know how this works. We're not rocket scientists. This has happened hundreds and hundreds of times in history, or even more, hundreds of times in different countries just in the last few hundred years. Going back to your essay that's at ronpaulinstitute.org, we posted it at infowars.com as well. Inner city turmoil and other crises, my predictions for 2015. I want to get into some of those other crises, but you know I've always been a nonpartisan constitutionalist, but I have supported libertarians who run as Republicans or Democrats and have supported you and your son and others against statists. But The Democrats, I think, really have sunk to a new low with their open fanning of racial division, of anti-police garbage that isn't meant to reform police, but meant to create a balkanization and really to Democratic-connected groups out singing Deck the Halls with dead cops. I mean, we have these videos, really vicious provocations that if libertarians did anything like this, we'd be arrested. And I know you're familiar with this. What do you think the attempt is there? We know unemployment's doubled for blacks under Obama. We know collectivism has hurt them more than anybody. Is this a desperate attempt to just distract and make it racial or scapegoat the police? Because I'm a critic of the police state, as are you, but not of just scapegoating the individual police.
No, and this is the far left likes this evil, and they like you know, the discord, because then they figure that they can promote their programs. Just like I said, you know, the inner city is a mess, so they're arguing that the $16 trillion we've spent in the past 50 years on the trying to get rid of poverty, you know, starting with LBJ, they figure $32 trillion would do the job. No, I think they're provocateurs, and I think they're small, but they do get the crowds riled up, and they sort of, you know, I think the Al Sharptons of the world are, I think one suggestion I had made is, you know, there's going to be a mess. There is a mess. People ought to understand the Second Amendment, and they ought to make sure that they, you know, pay attention to the false promises of the Al Sharptons of the world. And that is why, you know, the people, if you and I talk about this, you know, we can get on the receiving end. Oh, you know, blaming blacks and all that kind of stuff. But what they ought to do is look to black leaders that we have in economic policy, and they understand this, and they understand racism because they have put up with it in their own life. And that's Walter Williams and Tom Sowell. These guys are just great. They're free market people. They believe in liberty, and they understand why there's poverty in the inner city, and I think they're fantastic. So if your listeners have not read Walter Williams and Tom Sowell, I'm sure they have because of, I know your audience, but there may be some, I think it's really worthwhile looking at what they say rather than believing that Al Sharpton talks for people, you know, and they hate aggravates things, and of course, that's generally what happens. You know, they go in there and just stir up more trouble.
Sure, let's elaborate briefly on that and get into some of the other warnings and crises you see getting worse in the new year. And then I want to talk about the economy with you and then the election coming up and more. Again, former Congressman Ron Paul of ronpaulinstitute.org is our guest. Amazing analysis, amazing essays and articles there every day, videos every day at RonPaulChannel.com. Specifically, you were alluding to the Second Amendment as a good thing to maintain order if society breaks down. Undoubtedly, I think the Democrats would like to start a limited civil war in this country. Can you elaborate on your statement about the Second Amendment's role in any type of societal breakdown?
Yeah, I was thinking about in the midst of the problem up in Ferguson, what would I do if I lived there and I had a store? I mean, it just makes no sense for the people who feel like they've been mistreated and they want to strike out against white people and the establishment. They go and destroy buildings that are owned by black people, their neighbors, the people who make a living there. They'll go and bust up their windows. So it made no sense. But it seems like there wasn't this understanding that they have a right and they should be defending their property. So, you know, if you really had an understanding of the Second Amendment, whether you were in Ferguson or wherever, if people started breaking in and you see people jumping in and out of the broken windows and hauling off their loot, it seems to me like maybe some of that could have been averted by just somebody having a right to defend themselves, and that means the use of the Second Amendment. But evidently, that was not done. I guess maybe the rules are too strict in places like this and in the cities. So I think there would be less of it if they knew that they were likely to be shot at if they broke into somebody's
Well, no
building.
Kidding. You try to burn down my house or business, you're going to get shot. And that's not because I'm looking for trouble. That's the normal behavior. And in areas where people act like that, you don't have looting and robbing like this because folks would end up pushing daisies and not be on the green side. Ron Paul, moving quick in the 6-7 minutes we've got left with you here today. I want to get into more of your predictions. But shifting gears back to Obama himself, even Turley, the liberal professor of law, says Obama has done about triple the constitutional violations of Bush that you and I and others were big critics of as well. The Republican leadership is standing down when Obama wants to open the border, shut down more power plants, put our military under NATO control. I mean, for all intents and purposes, is Obama not setting the precedent for an imperial presidency, and what should be done about it?
Well, he's continuing it, but that's been going on for so long. I mean, we could go back and study Woodrow Wilson.
Sure.
He was no saint, you know, and even though some of that stuff, our government's backed off after Wilson was out of office and after he died, but the process has continued. You know, we haven't really had a constitutional president in a long, long time. So whether it was Bush or and Obama's just building on this. Executive order's been around for a long time. We've been going to war with executive orders and without declarations. We have a monetary system that can bail out anybody, everybody, not only in the United States and our corporations, but worldwide. Trillions and trillions of dollars, and that's not done with approval. I think the Congress is totally derelict in their responsibility because they allow it to happen. And policies come, and the Fed does what they please. There's no limits on which friends they can bail out. So it is a process, and yes, he's an imperial president, but he's just falling in the footsteps of others. And he has, you know, especially been bad on the curtailment of freedom of speech. You talk about all this talk about what was going on in France. I wish they would deal with you know, what is going on in this country, because Obama's been known to put people in prison if they don't reveal their sources, and so it's freedom of speech is being attacked here as well.
Well, that's right. On the heels of this so-called ISIS hack that's now been traced back to Maryland and U.S. sources, just like the North Korea hack was fake, now Obama, AFP reports, has renewed push for cybersecurity and restricting internet freedom. Ron Paul, do you buy into ISIS being able to hack U.S. military sites and take them over, or do you think this might be a false flag?
Well, I'm always skeptical. What was it that they were blaming the North Koreans on not long ago? I said, they can't even turn on their lights. You know, they don't have any lights there. It's a dark country, and they were accusing them of this expertise in something, you know, on the internet, and I was very doubtful. So, yes, you know, whether it's a deliberately planned false flag or whether it is accidental or a blowback or an unintended consequence, it's always used to expand the state. And then when there is a problem, there's an assassination or a bombing, and we have a government investigation. Let's have an investigation. Well, the investigation isn't to seek out truth, and most of the time we never get to truth, but we do get the defense of the government. You know, when this torture issue came up and they had this, you know, right now they're not releasing the report, you know, into Congress, and they should. But they talked about all the torturers, and they're finding out that people were breaking the law right and left. But none of them get punished. None of them go to prison. Nobody got penalized for messing up on the information that was available before 9/11. But for the torturers, the only person that went to prison is the CIA agent that came clean and warned us and told us the truth about it, so we put him in prison. That's what is disgusting, and that is what people have to know. And we're making progress here. I think it's like 80% of the people are very untrusting toward the government. And you think, oh, well, that's terrible. You don't want people untrusting. Yeah, but if the government is not taking care of us and protecting our liberties, if the people are waking up and all of a sudden saying, hey, you know, we can't really rely on the government to tell us the truth, that means they have to seek the truth someplace else, and hopefully we all can provide that for them.
Well, absolutely. In the few minutes we've got left, some of the other predictions that are in your essay that's up at ronpaulinstitute.org and infowars.com, other predictions or crises you see in 2015. And then briefly, I want to talk about, I mean, I believe Rand Paul is the best person for president. It's obvious he's going to run. You know, the news just said a few weeks ago, you know, he of course he's going to run. You said it 6-8 months ago. I mean, sure. I mean, Rand Paul's getting ready. Ted Cruz. I mean, you see Jeb Bush, absolutely terrible. Might as well just have Hillary. You've got Hillary. But is this a dynasty where we're going to have King George the Ninth or King Clinton the 12th? I mean, we're not North Korea or England. There's got to, in fact, let's cover that first. Election coming up, 2016, it's pretty much already starting. Where do you, I mean, obviously you support your son, but he is the best candidate there. I like Ted Cruz as well. And then it just gets worse from there.
No, obviously Rand is doing quite well, and they have to sort of, you know, they were giving him some attention, and it wasn't all bad. It was decent, and a lot of people know him now, and they like what he's been saying. But all of a sudden, what has happened the last couple of weeks? First, it was they didn't want you know, Rand and others to get much attention, so they had to divert the attention. And they say, oh, Bush is going to run. Jeb Bush is a great candidate. And Bush. He's, you know, getting ready, and he's going to have the money, and he's our guy. But then, you know, there's dissension among the ranks, and evidently Romney wasn't too pleased to just step back. So he's, you know, maybe I'm going to run. So the media plays this up. Now, the only two candidates that seem to exist will be Bush and Romney.
That's right.
So that's their way of exclusion. It's sometimes even when they say, well, there's now, you know, 10 people, 15 people going to run, they'll include Rand, but it's not where it was by all the polling, you know, a month ago. These guys didn't even show up, but all of it, which means that he's on the receiving end that I guess I could say I had received as well. They know how to handle it in the public if they think you're doing too well.
Sure.
And they don't want you to succeed.
Well, that's why I thought it was smart that Rand started basically doing presidential-type election things first, so that he would get the attention up front and is still a front runner in most polls. That's why they're scared and are trying to only put Jeb Bush and Romney out there and make that fight all about it. We don't need Mitt Romney after two runs. We don't need Jeb Bush. My goodness. We don't need Chris Christie. These guys are just Democrats or Beltway Republican rhinos. We need Rand Paul. And he is just the best candidate across the board. I mean, what do you say to libertarian and constitutionalist troops out there? What can they do to really make sure that Rand stays at the top of the ticket?
Well, I'm not too keen on giving people precise advice. A lot of people have asked me, and I would try to dismiss it a bit and say, well, do whatever you want. You know, if you want to be involved, get involved. If you like a candidate, support him, you know, campaign. And I thought that was what was so neat about our campaign,
sure.
You know, is that a lot of people did spontaneously do a lot of things that organize and raise money. So I think that people need to do something to be helpful. And sometimes it's running for office and you know, at the same time you're running for office, you can speak out about all the issues and all the other candidates.
Sure.
So it's something that the individuals has to decide. Even if an individual is much more into education and all, teaching people why they should understand the issues that we're pushing, you know, on the sound money and civil liberties, that to me is very important. You have to change people's
absolutely
attitudes, and that would help a person like Rand as well.
Ron, you've got to go. You're already over.
Right.
I want to get any other just quick predictions, but please say to Rand, it's just my layman advice, do what Ted Cruz is doing, attacking Jeb Bush and attacking Romney as squishy middle, because that's what we need to keep him at the top. From my view, he needs to come out in a classy way, obviously, and point out how bad Jeb Bush is, point out how bad Chris Christie is, point out how bad you know, Romney is compared, or they are going to really try to push him to the back. Anything else you think is important for 2015 to warn people about?
No, other than the fact that I think our economic crisis is going to continue. continue. It's going to get worse during this year. It's not going to get better. The government is going to try to play it up that things are getting better. I think our foreign policy is going to continue. I think it's very, very dangerous. This country has to face up to the fact that it's bankrupt. If it doesn't, things are going to get much worse before it gets better.
RonPaulInstitute.org. Thank you so much. Okay. Godspeed.
Very good. Thanks.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul joining us for the last 25 minutes or so. Exclusive, intense, in-depth, real question interview. Rand Paul is the best. I trust him. I've known him for, I can't believe it's 19 years, and he's the guy for president. Ted Cruz will make a great VP, but I'm telling you, Ted Cruz is getting more aggressive. That's why in polls, he's now number one. In real polls, Ted Cruz is now taking the lead because he's being aggressive. It's what people want.
We're on the march. The empire's on the
run. They want to see Boehner attack.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Obama now wants to take over the internet after Al Qaeda attacked the Pentagon websites and Twitter and Facebook. ISIS, the new name, I forgot, or IS or ISIL or whatever they've confused the public with. Well, now Obama has a renewed push for cybersecurity law. And the more NSA, the more spying, the more trillions we spend, the bigger bases Al-Qaeda gets, and our government funds them. Boy, that makes sense. It actually does. President Barack Obama made a renewed push today for cybersecurity legislation, asking the new Congress to revive an initiative stalled over the past few years. The new proposal would allow increased sharing information on cyber threats from the private sector with protection from liability. That means spying illegally. The measure also would criminalize the sale of stolen financial data. That's already illegal, folks. It's called wire fraud. And would require companies to notify consumers about data breaches. Obama, speaking at the White House meeting congressional leaders, and recent events have highlighted the need for tougher legislation. Quote, with the Sony attack that took place, which is now admitted to be an inside job, I'm quoting Obama. This is insane. With the Sony attack that took place, with the Twitter account that was hacked by Islamist jihadist sympathizers yesterday, it just goes to show how much work we need to do, both public and private sector, to strengthen our cybersecurity. So there you go. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just so predictable that right as all this legislation is being reintroduced, all hell breaks loose. I want to go to Shane, and I want to go to Shirley and Terry and Michael and Joseph and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Kurt Haskell will join us for about 20 minutes to give us his view on the terror attacks. He, day one, thought it was a false flag of some type. Now it turns out they were trained with the underwear bomber. I mean, this is just insane. He was run by a globalist handler. So we're going to be talking about that, getting into the economy and a lot more. But you heard Ron Paul earlier breaking it down. You might want to comment on what the former congressman had to say as well. Before we go to Shane and others, you can get 20 memberships for basically $2 and change a month. $2.50 a month will get you a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv to see all of my films, the nightly news, special live reports, other events, ebooks. And it's our platform that's harder for the system to censor. Sometimes we put out a viral video on YouTube or something and they just shut it down. Well, they can't do that as easily on PrisonPlanet.tv. The nightly news, special reports, movies, rants, ebooks, The Alex Jones Show, commercial free, the video podcast, PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv takes a minute to sign up. It's like buying movie tickets. And then you create a username and passcode that you can share. You have the same username and passcode you use for your other stuff. And then give it to friends and family, and they can go in and log in with the username. I guess that's what they really need, the username. To log in and walk. In fact, that's all you need. To log in, and they can use your membership. That is 12 cents a person per month. The special ends at the end of this month, and it goes back to $54.95, not $29.95. That comes up to $2.50 a month. Or get a trial $5.95 monthly and share that with friends and family. Big way to reach out to folks. Let's say you listen in Austin or Kansas City or Oklahoma City or Chicago, going right in the middle of the country, or Southern California or upstate New York or Rochester or, you know, all the places we're on the radio, over 180 affiliates, but your friends and family live in an area without an affiliate. Send them the free podcast link at InfoWars.com, the free video link every day of the radio show. InfoWars.com/show. Post it to Facebook, Twitter, just as part of your sign-on, part of your profile. Help reach out to others. That's how we're doing this. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and give it to friends and family. And then you're also helping fund and pay for our bandwidth and infrastructure. Try out some of the great Nation Iodine X2 that nobody else has got proprietary, that goes in and strips out the toxic halogens that the system dumps in the water and the bread and the rest of the food chain. It's not just enough to strip it out. It blocks it, folks, with the good halogen, true iodine. This is the true iodine that turns purple or blue on paper, not red or black. That's bound iodine. Doesn't have the same effect. This is true, deep earth, pure iodine, not out of the ocean. And look, without iodine, you'll die. So any iodine is better than no iodine, but this is really special. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139 to get your X2, Survival Shield, your Methylcobalamin Secret 12, proprietary B12 that's so much absorbable. The 48% off, you can get the Super Male or Super Female Vitality, your choice, Oxy Powder, and the Secret 12 for 48% off. That special will end Thursday. We're going to let it run through Wednesday into Thursday, and it's going to end, as I said. And your purchase is, again, what funds this operation. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. You'll find the Lung Cleanse, the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, the DNA Force, all the best products we could develop with Dr. Group and others at InfoWarsLife.com. The OccuPower, great for the eyes, the most powerful eye formula out there that we can formulate. Fluoride Shield, the chelator, it's all there, a lot of specials running. While supplies last, we're doing a test of Ancient Defense, a new product, the high-quality organic coffee, InfoWarsLife.com. And separately, InfoWarsHealth.com is the powerful longevity line, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, OsteoFX, Pollen Burst, and over 400 products that are just over-the-top good, organic Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Your purchase at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can get discounts by signing up to be a distributor or sign up for free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com to get those longevity products discounted. A lot of informational videos as well. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com for the great longevity products. There's a new customer line. If you've got any questions or want to sign up to get discounts to be a distributor, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, or customer service, 888-636-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com for the complete longevity line discounted, the lowest prices you'll find anywhere. Okay, enough plugging. That's how we fund the op with the high-quality products, and appreciate your patronage out there, your support. It is certainly a blessing, and God bless you, and I want to thank you all. Shane in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I definitely mainly called about the Paris incident, but I'll kick it off with a couple of comments. Looking forward to hearing Kurt Haskell. I think you mentioned about him calling from Detroit. I believe he's an expat now, and he's actually relocated to Central America somewhere, I think.
Well, I hadn't paid attention to that, but I saw him on video Skype earlier when they were testing. I'll ask him that when he comes on.
Yeah, and he's doing a little bit of radio now, actually, so I think that's pretty cool. He's you know, this whole thing that's happened to him made him pretty active.
Yeah, he looked like he lost some weight when I saw him on Skype before Ron Paul came on, and they just corrected me. He is now in Costa Rica most of the time, so he is Boy Voyage the United States.
Yeah, climbing tropical fruit trees will help you peel off a few pounds. As far as Rand Paul, which isn't the main reason I called, I don't know. I'm still on the fence if I'm even going to vote this time around, because Rand Paul, I feel like, is becoming more of a what I call teocon these days. He just seems to not really reflect his father whatsoever. I mean, he just...
Well, he has made some more hawkish statements and separated himself a bit from his dad in a purely political attempt to win the presidency, but I know he's a libertarian, pro-gun, pro-sovereignty, and a trillion times better than Hillary Clinton. So that's where I stand on that. But, yeah, he's made some disturbing comments. So is Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP, and that's being done purely to play politics. I think it's a mistake, but he's doing it.
It's better than Jeb Bush, but... As far as the Paris thing, I had a couple of quick little comments, and one was that the video footage that appeared to be, you know, kind of fake or whatever, with the cop being missed by the gun, supposedly that was taken with a cell phone camera, and I think that's kind of odd, because if I was witnessing something like that, I don't think grabbing my phone to shoot video would be my first priority. I think it would probably be maybe making a call to, you know, get some backup, because clearly the cops in the area are all being shot. So I thought that was a little sketchy. But what I was curious about is this. Now, this may or may not be the case with this Paris thing, but you know how after Sandy Hook, it's like every other person seems to think everything's a total hoax, and I know that's not what you think. But what I'm curious about is, do you think that there's a new level of sophistication with a lot of these false flags where they plant a couple of pieces of, you know, flimsy evidence that get everybody talking and steer them in the wrong direction?
Yeah, when you're trying to, I mean, decipher cloak and dagger, dirty tricks, it's pretty hard to do. It's just that when you learn that they were funded by Western funding, then you learn that it was the same Amarola Lockheed Connection underwear bomber, then those are big red flags that they were patsy provocateurs. The classic MO has been followed. And then, yeah, it kind of becomes a red herring, you know, to say the whole thing was staged. Because they have staged events before, but then you learn the school had been closed and reopened, and you got video of the kids going in circles in and out of the building, and they don't call the rescue choppers for 2 hours, and then they tear the building down and seal it, and they get caught using blue screens, and a email by Bloomberg comes out in the lawsuit where he's telling his people, get ready in the next 24 hours to capitalize on a shooting. So Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured. I couldn't believe it at first. I knew they had actors there, clearly, but I thought they killed some real kids. And it just shows how bold they are that they clearly used actors. I mean, they even ended up using photos of kids killed in mass shootings here in a fake mass shooting in Turkey. So, yeah, or Pakistan. The sky is now the limit. I appreciate your call. Shirley in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, how many times does a person have to lie to you before you quit believing anything they say?
If they lie to me saying food tastes good and it doesn't, then I trust them still. Or if they fudge on something, you know, because they don't want to get in trouble, then I might let it pass once or twice. But if they lie on substantive business deals or are deceptive about products, or as government lie to me 2 or 3 times, then I certify them as liars and don't believe anything they ever say and will not associate with them. The problem is with corrupt corporations and governments, we can't get them out of our lives, and they're there in our lives at the barrel of a gun.
You're a better person than I am. All you have to do is lie to me once and case closed. I won't believe anything you say, even if you were standing on 20 story stack of Bibles.
No, I hear you. But I consider one big lie on something substantive to be a deal breaker with me in relationships or anything else. But if somebody, you know, lies to you about something to save face that isn't premeditated, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I think everybody, their wife has asked them, does this look good? And you've learned a woman doesn't really want to know if it looks good. They want to hear you tell them it looks good. So you just tell them it looks good. And maybe that goes for men as well. Because, you know, people say, really give me criticism. And then you give them criticism and they don't like it. So I don't consider white lies the same as big lies. But yes, I get what you're saying.
I mean, and then we expect the country to do better. I mean, the people just keep falling for it. I don't see any help for us at all.
Well, Gallup showed 84% of Americans think the government's the number one threat and think that it's run by criminals 2 weeks ago. Congress has a 7 to 8% approval rating, depending on which poll you look at, whether it's Gallup or Mason-Dixon or Zogby or others, or CNN time polls. It's about 7, 8%. Some are as high as 9%. Ooh, you know, 9% like the government. So I wouldn't say the public keeps buying it. We've gotten to the point where we just accept being lied to. I think the word is broken. They have a movie out, Unbroken. Well, we are broken. And see, I'm not broken. You're not broken. You're calling into a show. You're upset. You want folks to do something. I get it. But we can go from being broken to unbroken in a matter of minutes. And that's what Homeland Security's really for, is that if we try to impeach the president or the states move to block all this tyranny and there's a gun confiscation order, criminal elements of the federal government will detonate bombs, blame it on the liberty movement to gain the moral high ground to start a civil war. We have to pre-neutralize that or have our assets in place everywhere to videotape it when it happens to prove its false flag quickly. That's why they'll put an internet kill switch in place, which they have, to shut down opposition to expose their game plan when they go for it all. And there's a good chance they'll nuke a city or something and claim U.S. Army troops that were patriots did it and claim that I'm involved. I've already been blamed with the Boston bombing and other crazy stuff on MSNBC. So I fully expect if there's a mushroom cloud, they'll blame talk radio in general. I'll be named. And then they'll say something like, he was pulled over and pulled a gun on an officer and was taken out. Or Alex Jones had a stroke today. Ron Paul had a heart attack today. I mean, when they move, folks, they're going to kill a bunch of people in Congress they know are patriots. They're going to try to wipe out opposition. But the minute I see that stuff starting, I go into a whole different posture. So it's not like I'm a sitting duck or anything. So we know the enemy plan, and that's a big deal. That gives us a major leg up. Thank you, Shirley. We're going to go to break and come back and go to Joseph, and then go to Terry, Michael, Blake, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Briefly, on Obamacare news, British expats are fleeing the United States to get health care outside the U.S. So they fled the U.K. to get away from it. Now they're fleeing it here. They're flying home for treatment. So out of the fire, back into the frying pan. High cost and bureaucracy, pain in the butt, confusion. Edible Americans turned away from tax credits, and the IRS prepares massive taxes on your bank accounts, garnishing wages, you name it, under Obamacare, as the prices begin to double and triple. And if you criticize it, you're a terrorist. So we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the big site. Spread the word.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This super beta prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
One of the radio producers out there, CJ, one of the producers of the Alex Jones Show, was asking the question, why does CENTCOM even have a Twitter account? Well, they've got to communicate and release statements to the media. And you could say, well, they could have figured out the passcode. No, they're saying they hacked into the Twitter system. There are hundreds of cybersecurity companies. Well, there's really thousands that try to get contracts, but hundreds of big ones. Tens of billions a year, conservatively. Well, it's hundreds of billions, really, are spent on this. And some of it legitimately, a lot of it is not. These are the companies that stand to gain to hire an outside group to do it. So it doesn't even need to be the Pentagon that's hacking itself, but the article's up on Infowars.com. ISIS hack of Pentagon Twitter accounts traced back to Maryland. According to the group, which affiliates itself with Anonymous, the ISIS hack of the Pentagon Twitter accounts traces back to Maryland, home of the National Security Agency. Twitter and YouTube accounts belong to the U.S. military command that oversees operations in the Middle East, reportedly hacked by ISIS sympathizers earlier today, with messages being sent out for almost an hour before the accounts were temporarily shut down. American soldiers, we're coming for you. Watch your back, ISIS, the hackers posted on U.S. Central Command Twitter feed. USA Today reports a Twitter account from a group identifying itself as Anonymous said Monday it had tracked the source of the hack to Maryland, but that was not confirmed by officials. That is, of course, the home of the National Security Agency. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Joseph in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
How are you doing today?
Good, brother.
Well, I have a I just want to bring something to everyone's attention. I think that a lot of people are overlooking this gas price issue. A lot of the mainstream media and a lot of the alternative media continues to say that the gas prices are due, are coming down because Saudi Arabia, the United Nations, and sanctions on Russia. Well, I've done quite a bit of research and seeing what it does to the United States. And it, you know, I really think it's not aimed toward Russia. It's aimed toward the United States. It's aimed at completely destroying the rest of our economy, getting rid of what good jobs are left, and stopping us from exporting the oil. Making the oil and exporting it and making any kind of revenue.
You must not have been listening to my show very closely. I'm not mad at you, but let me just explain something. It's globalist, so we shouldn't look at it as Russia or America, but globalist interest using America and using Russia. But you're right. Saudi Arabia is leading the pack to bankrupt Iran and Russia. And Saudi Arabia is in a proxy war with Russia in Syria. Saudi Arabia admits this. Separately, Obama and others have given Saudi Arabia the green light to do it because worldwide top 10 oil companies don't like the hundreds of smaller oil companies that are lobbying to open new refineries and end that bottleneck and to go in and get shale oil, frack, and new oil and gas that is the only part of our economy that was growing and could have pulled us out of the recession. So, yes, you'd think lowering gas prices would help the economy, and lowering it some would, but drastically cutting it in half, basically, is now bankrupting oil development in Texas, the Dakotas, California, Canada, you name it. And so, yes, you're right. They also want to get that through to then pass a bunch of gas taxes while it's low. So this strategy is admitted, but the larger strategy is bankrupting allies of Russia and Russia, and forcing Europe to start buying BP and other oil and gas. They got these new super tankers for gas to come in. So I totally agree with you that it's a multi. The globalists don't do things unless it helps them across the board. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. I just have one last point to make. I do know that that it has a huge impact on the United States economy.
Well, tell you what, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come back. We're going to hear what you have to say, then we'll get to other callers as well, Blake and others. But stay there, Joseph. Give us your breakdown on what it does to the economy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.